What more do you want from me?
I don't want peace. I want problems, always.
The hunt is on, and you're the prey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of Office Hours with your brother, Professor Carl Tone Jones. I am Professor Carl Tone Jones. And I'm glad you pulled up. I'm glad you took a chance, took some time out of your schedule to join us for these Philly Friday editions that we put together here on Fet Life Station at FetLifeStation.com. You can also catch us on Mixcloud at Mixcloud.com/FetLifeStation. You can also catch us on many of your streaming apps at True Crime, True Stories Network. That's the True Crime, True Stories Network. You can catch us live and right out front. Ooh, it's been a week. It's always a week, isn't it? So, one of the interesting things and pieces of, this particular week is, a brother got to celebrate another trip around the sun. Always glad to be able to see the next year roll in. And I got a chance to hang with some family and friends. Yeah, people come from out of town. And it was a beautiful weekend. It was a beautiful weekend. I happened to share this particular birthday with one of my favorite people in the world, my unk. So, if you ever catch this episode, huh? Cheers to you. Happy birthday and salutations. Appreciate you for all you've done for me. Being one of the pillars of manhood in my life. Helping me see the strength and the perseverance of a black man. And things that we have to do sometimes to overcome, even the heaviest of burdens. And, I could tell some stories, but I don't want to share family business. You know what I'm saying? But it was just a beautiful experience to experience another year with my aunt and the rest of my family and friends. Some of us just hung out. We did the porch. We don't really go to bars and all that. Our thing is more so, as long as we're around family and friends, that's enough. We don't need to be out in the place, holes in the wall and unpredictable personalities and all that there. We're way too grown to be doing all that. Brothers, half a century plus one. So, we're past that stage in our lives. Been past it for a long time, to be honest with you. So, I'm just glad that we got a chance to hang out. And, the people was doing what the people do. So, also, man, I want to shout out a good brother of mine. And I want y'all to pay attention because I actually clipped up something for him. This brother runs a program out of Brooklyn called the Zyx Institute. And you're going to hear a little bit about that right now.
I want y'all to see what the students work on, our students. Structural engineering projects. These are rigid body structures, houses. These are trusses, truss bridges. Look at the towers. I love these towers right here. You can stand on them. Like, and the people be like, yo, Q, you know all these popsicle stick projects. Do you understand I'm standing on some popsicle sticks? Standing on some popsicle sticks? Whoa, how we do that?
Standing on some
automation projects.
So on and so forth. But
automated vehicles.
There was little issues popping up with
robotic arm. That's plugged in. Nothing's plugged in. We almost at the end of the day. Robotic arm. Infusion pump.
Hopefully we got a nice
automated hospital bed. Another infusion pump. Automated bridge. Jay, going to college. Working on a conveyor belt systems. Automated.
Material handling
system. Oh, my bad. Material handling system. Indeed. Yes, at the end of the day, that's what showed up. Robotic crane, automated water pump, a smart house, another bridge, automated crane.
See that, right?
Really automated. We're adding drone into the program.
All right, talk to me. Wait,
another automated bridge. Oh my goodness. We didn't go crazy showing off our environmental project. This is an environmental air quality project. Right. This is 3D printed prosthetics. Yeah, we had this. Yeah, science fair. Who you look like this and do what we do in the hood? You can't make that up.
And shout out to my brother, Q Butter. And all the family up there at the Zyx Institute, you know, hold tight. There's some wild stuff in the background. I'm trying to do too much. All right. So let me get back to this. Here we go. So I want to give y'all some of the contact information y'all want to rock and holler at the family up there in Brooklyn, you know. You learn about the Zyx Institute. You can find them at the ZyxInstitute.org. That's the ZyxInstitute.org. And if you're looking for how to spell Zyx, that's X-Y-A-Y-X. That's X-Y-A-Y-X Institute. And currently located in Brooklyn. And they're working on, and they started off as an alternative homeschool environment for people who wanted to remove their children from the public schools, and they focused on STEM, so they're a national school. A lot of students are participating online, but they're based out of Brooklyn, and if you get a chance, go to https://www.thezyxinstitute.org www.thezyxinstitute.org and check them out, man. Check them out and see if your children are of age where they can actually get in there and push, you know, to push forward in this new environment we're in. Told you before, millions of jobs are going to be lost during this time, but tens of thousands of jobs, maybe over 100,000 jobs are going to be replaced, but they're going to be replaced with more modern jobs that fit this post-digital age and era that we're dealing with right now. So you're going to want your children to be a part of that. So, you know, and I was just giving some information. Cheney University has a program right now. And a brother by the name of James Burrow is the new admissions director for Cheney University. And he says he still has room in this year's freshman class. at Chaney. And anyone's to fill it. As if we have any students, any PA residents that's a senior with a 3.5 GPA has full, is going to be eligible for full academic scholarships, all expenses paid. Anybody with 3.25 GPA and a 3.0 GPA, there'll be partial academic scholarships available for PA residents. All right. And they can go on to pursue their graduate degrees for free. So, you know, it's if anybody knows anything, if anybody's interested in contacting Chaney University, the admissions department, to get more information, please do so. And especially if you are a PA resident, because we all know the cost of college, it can be astronomical these days. I understand Chaney needs to work on their reputation. Hopefully Chaney continues to build upon that, and they get a resurrection in terms of that part, that portion. So, so yeah, you know what I'm saying? But as y'all know, we do have to get in. We have to get into what we get into. Hold on. All right. Because as y'all know, but first, before we even do that, man, you know, YouTube sends the damnedest clips, right? And this guy, and YouTube, and I guess they say this happens only in Florida, right? There was a video of a man. Well, you know what? I'm gonna let y'all listen to the video. I'm going to let y'all listen to the clip because this shit is outrageous. Hold tight. Y'all ain't going to believe this.
I got the IED ass sticker made. Seatbelts were on. It's a new truck, so all my lights work. There's nothing wrong with this. Why am I getting pulled over?
Do you have any weapons on you? Step out.
Pulled over, and he walked up, you know, hey, do you know how breeze I pulled you over? I was just, no, why? So your sticker's derogatory, and I was just, really?
I have four kids. If my six-year-old was to look at me and be like, Dad, what does IE ask me? Okay, I'd be furious.
And then he's like, well, I'm going to take a letter off. I'm like, no, you're not doing that. I just spent $35 on it. I'm not taking it off.
I'm going to have you take off one of those letters so that the word.
You're not infringing my First Amendment right. You're not doing that. I'm going to need a copy of your ID, too.
It's all on that ticket right there. So, all right, hang tight right there for me then.
Resisting an officer without violence is a first-degree misdemeanor under Florida law, which means it's punishable by up to a year in jail. When I first spoke with Dylan, I thought there had to be more to the story.
So he got back in the car, called a supervisor.
I asked them to take one of the letters off so that it is no longer derogatory, and he is refusing. Is that not resisting?
Well, what are you charging him with?
I'm charging him with obscene riding on a vehicle.
Is it a citable offense, like a traffic citation?
No, it's a misdemeanor. Like it's in the quick reference guide.
There's no alternative motivation for pulling him over. It was purely the speech, and that's what the deputy said himself.
If I would have took that sticker off, I would basically have said, First Amendment, throw in the trash, don't need it. But this is a real issue, happens every day.
Dylan was entirely justified in refusing.
It says, I eat ass.
It literally says, all in capital letters, I eat ass.
All right, make sure you take pictures of all of that, arrest him, take him to jail, tow his shit. That way you can get it off the road, you know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, I got...
So I thought it was a skit, right? I don't know why I had a little time on my hand. I decided to do a little research, a quick Google search, and God damn it, if it wasn't up there. So, and I think this happened back in 2000. Okay, so this article is in 2021. All right, so I think the incident happened. I'm not exactly sure when the incident happened. Oh, happened May of 2019. So check this out. So, I found an article that spoke to it. It said, cop gets qualified immunity after jailing Florida man for I Eat Ass bumper sticker. Dylan Shane Webb. Yo, why all y'all, yo, black folk in the South, y'all got to tell me why all these white folk who get into crazy shit, why they always have three names? Like, how many people do you have to name these guys after? So, Dylan Shane Webb will thus not be able to sue for the alleged violation of his free speech rights. Okay. Because the cop gets qualified immunity, because he did take it to court. So it said new life was injected into a free speech legal saga over an I Eat Ass bumper sticker yesterday when a federal judge ruled that the expression might violate Florida's obscenity laws and would thus be unprotected by the First Amendment. At the center of the odyssey in Florida is Florida man Dylan Shane Webb, who was pulled over in May of 2019 after Columbia County Sheriff Deputy Travis English took exception to the sticker. Webb declined to censor it on the spot, and his vehicle was searched. He was subsequently arrested and booked in jail for obscene writing on vehicles and resisting an officer without violence. All right. And it says here the resistance in question refers to the refusal to alter the sticker's appearance at the officer's demand. These charges were dropped shortly after when the state attorney citing the First Amendment. Okay, so Florida state attorney citing the First Amendment, they dropped the charges. But the U.S. District Court for Middle District of Florida ruled yesterday that the case is not so cut and dry, awarding qualified immunity to English and thus dooming the suit that Webb brought against him for allegedly violating his free speech rights and for falsely arresting him. So, I mean, the article goes on. I just really read the article to show y'all that this really happened. Like, I wasn't trying to make things up. This is wild turkey, man. Yo, hold on. Where's my soundbite at? Where is my soundbite at, baby?
Man, it's wild turkey out here.
So, you know, it's... That was interesting to me to see that clip. But, you know, as we move on to the business that we move on about, you know, we have some other things that we're going to talk about this particular broadcast. And, fellas, as I continue to tell you, and it's very important that you heed these words, all right? Very important that you heed these words, gentlemen. I want y'all to understand this clearly. All right. If I haven't said it already, I'm saying it again.
Men of the West stand fierce and unyielding, holding the line today as our fathers did, with iron will and hearts of fire.
Hold the line, gentlemen. Hold the line. Hold the line. Hold the line. All right. I want y'all to check this out, right? I want y'all to check that what's been being said right now. All right. Let me see. Hopefully this don't have a sound to it. So hold on. Let me see.
Men are choosing themselves this year. No one is tolerating my and it's stressing me out. It's stressing me out because who gave them the rundown? Who gave them the rundown? They're...
Oh. Where's the effort? Where's the effort? Like, why is no one begging me? Where's... How dare you know your worth? Like, what? I don't know. This was...
This was not in my bingo cards of 2025. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's not in my cards.
Now that more and more men are, you know, saying, hey, I'm gonna choose my peace and focus on my purpose. Yeah, they can't stand it.
And shout out to Beast Mode on YouTube. Go to the Beast Mode channel, support the brother. Been pulling up clip after clip after clip. Brothers, we, you know, if you paid attention to the messages and that have been taught and shared through listening to Kevin Samuels, winter is coming. Winter is here, brothers. And like I tell y'all before, if you wanted to be treated decently, you wanted to be treated with respect, just hold in line. With this new administration in, and yes, I don't agree with everything. You know, matter of fact, I'm not a Trump fan at all, Trump supporter at all. But I do think that the way things are moving right now, it is definitely changed the game and changed the in terms of balances power in regards to these circumstances with, you know, because we don't have to go too far back. We don't have to go too far back to hear this message, you know. Where is it at? I'm moving too fast here. We have to go back far to hear this message.
Black women are excelling. They're getting accelerated degrees, graduate degrees, doctorate degrees. They're starting businesses. Black women are running circles around men.
Yeah, remember that? Remember this?
I said, as long as you got your own house, as long as you got your own transportation, and as long as you got your own income, it don't matter what a ninja got to say.
Right, right. And so, because, you know, this is what they used to, you know. And shout out to Andrew Tate for what I'm about to let you hear. Hold tight. This is what they used to.
Happy wife, happy life is true. If the wife is unhappy, everyone's miserable because she'll make sure of it. But if the man's unhappy, everyone else can be happy. He'll suffer. He'll sit with no sex. He'll go to work every day. He won't see his friends. He'll be miserable. He'll be depressed. He'll still pay the bills. He'll still pay the taxes. And everyone else gets to be happy. Men are good at suffering. Women are spiteful sufferers. They struggle to suffer themselves for any greater good. Men have always said, this is bad for me, yeah, but it's good for society. Women don't think I shouldn't do this because I care about society by and large. Women don't think that way. Happy wife.
So that was, you know, Andrew Tate, but breaking down a very simple concept. And we all know that concept, right? We all know it and we've heard it before, but now the tables are turning but you know, that men are no longer allowing themselves to suffer. And brothers, you know, as I tell you,
men of the West stand fierce and unyielding, holding the line today as our fathers did, with iron will and hearts of fire.
Keep holding that line, brothers. Keep holding that line. And keep in mind, you're not necessarily doing it to get back in the good graces of the ladies. You're doing this now based more so on self-respect. This is a save yourself, black man, moment. An SYSBM moment, black man. And we need to make sure that we stay focused. This is about improving conditions. You know, I was talking to a brother, and he was saying there's no real difference between the brothers who say that they're simps and then the brothers who try to build themselves up to be the high-value men if they're only doing it to still attract the lures of the women. In other words, put them in a better position to get access to women. And so, and I agree with that wholeheartedly, because in terms of building yourself up, brothers, this is about that build up that we're talking about. This is about you raising your standards. This is about you becoming more and more, accomplished in your life, focusing on your purpose, being a good, you know, member of the nation building class, the community building class, and making the future better for brothers of tomorrow. These young guys need somebody to look to. They need a beacon of hope. We need to be the beacons of hope. Y'all heard the conversations that, you know, I played when we talked to the kids from Chicago. I got a few more clips from that Chicago, you know, when Chicago invaded Philly during the Just Us Ideas Conference. You know, I talked to a lot of brothers, but you know, like I said, man, we were, you know, two busloads from Chicago pulled up, and that was it, you know. And to see all those brothers who are part of one of the probably the biggest civil wars in Black America, you know, under one canopy, under, you know, different foundations now. It wasn't just, you know, Muslimatic. It was some other, you know, with Chicago Cred. It was a couple other organizations that was out there. And, you know, we're going to continue to link and continue to build, because we can't let those things die. All right. So one of the things that we have to do is we have to make sure that we don't get lost in the sauce when it comes to all these things that are happening in regards to this whole notion, this identifying with the strengths of being a man. Now, this, because I told you, like the hits keep on coming, right? The hits keep on coming. And so I'm gonna let y'all hear one more celebrity. And how the tables have turned. Just listen.
You can't have a 9-to-5.
What? Why not? You don't want to have an honest job?
I mean, he could be a hustling entrepreneur.
So you want him to be you want CEO status?
Yes.
Now, if y'all don't recognize who that is, and sorry for the background noise, that shit is insane. That's B. Simone talking to Nick Cannon, all right? And what she basically stated was the guy that she deals with can't have a 9-to-5. He has to be an entrepreneur, blah, blah, blah. Big money kind of guy. All right, keep listening.
Yeah, he can't clock in and clock out. No. Damn,
B. Simone. Just my finances. Mm-hmm. Like, the budgeting, you see how I am, nitpicking every little thing.
I've never been like that.
Mm-hmm. We were in Bloomingdale's yesterday. I'm like, we have to go to H&M. I just don't have it, like, to spend the liquid.
Yeah.
On behalf of.
and I hate to cut the brother off, but I just want to tell you what I see.
Emotional damage.
And I'm not making light of her situation, but what I am going to address is how poignant, the women, the sisters were when it comes to giving us their ass to kiss when they thought they had a leg up. And the sisters don't like being reminded of that. The sisterhood, they don't like being reminded of how they treated us when they thought that they didn't need us. You remember the Meg Thee Stallion, the piece that she said when she was at the concert, and she was talking about, we might want you niggas, but we don't need you, or we might like you niggas, but we don't need you niggas. Well, the tables are turning. Listen, I want y'all to listen to this, and shout out to Shay Sade, man, because she's been racking up the receipts left and right. So I want y'all to check this out real quick. I want y'all to check out this joint from Shay Sade. And I might react to it as it goes, but let's just see where it goes.
This message is for my husband. Honey, please come on. I'm outside and I'm getting tired of being out here. It's weird out here. You need to come on and find me so that we both can go inside. This man with skinny legs and pair of toe feet just tried to talk to me, and he was bald-headed. Nothing against bald-headed men. Love y'all. Honey, please come on. It's weird.
Now, they still want a particular type of man, but they don't have the access to even him no more. So you're starting to see that the pickings are getting slim. You know, it's a situation.
Got him. We fucking got him.
You know, so hold the line, gentlemen. Hold the line.
Weird. It's getting really weird out here. And you leaving me out here unprotected? Please.
And we're not trying to hear that unprotected shit. You chose to be out there. So when you choose to be out there, it's not unprotected. You need to be rescued. You put yourself in a situation as a damsel in distress. Kind of like Olive Oil used to do when she would go to Bluto until he started abusing her. Then she would need Popeye to eat a spinach to come rescue her ass. Well, we ain't doing all that. All right, here you go.
We have to talk about this later, too, because you've been taking your precious time. We have to discuss that. I don't like that. Please.
And I want to say, she is a very attractive chocolate sister. That's on here. Look like she's fit. Very, very easy on the eyes, by the way. But no.
Please come on. Come on.
I like literally cannot express in words how badly I want a relationship. And I'm so embarrassed to say that out loud. I really made a whole spam account because I'm so ashamed of wanting it so badly. And if I talk about it on my main account that everyone in my life knows, then they all know that I'm a fucking fraud. Like, I am just so tired of dating. And I don't know what it is about me at this point. I've had one relationship and it was terrible. He was insanely abusive. And, like, yeah, that's not, like, normal. But, like, I've never had another boyfriend.
Black women are excelling. They're getting accelerated degrees, graduate degrees, doctorate degrees. They're starting businesses. Black women are running circles around men.
Men of the West stand fierce and unyielding, holding the line today as our fathers did, with iron will and hearts of fire.
Hold the line.
Ever since and before. So it's like, it's hard to know where that line is of normalcy. I don't know what it is. Like, I really don't know where it's happening for everyone except me. And I know it'll come when you expect it.
Once again, an attractive sister. I'm not sure if she has lashes or she just has naturally long lashes, but they're not too bad. But, you know, this is light-skinned sister, you know, sitting here, you know, nice, pretty lips and, you know, pleased face. I don't know whether that's her hair. It looks like it could be her hair or it could be, you know, it could be a blend with a little weave in there, little weave in there. But, you know, just listening to this... Yeah, because we're hearing this, but soon we're going to be...
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Let us move on.
Okay, I've been not expecting it. And then it's like, oh, you have to put yourself out there. So I put myself out there. And it's nothing. It's like, I genuinely think that I'm going to die alone.
Now, remember Kevin Samuels told them that they would be out here with dogs dying alone? Yeah, you know, he hated black women for telling them for being the, you know, arbiter of truth and the person that was actually letting the sisterhood know that this if y'all hear some noise, man, I got a cat in here that's just tearing up shit. So you can hear the background, you know, he's a little feisty little kitten. So if y'all hear like the jiggling with the mic, that's him. All right. But back to this. So, but the, you know, dying alone, you know, all this other stuff. And like we said before, man, I'm just going to talk about this for a second. Men are built to withstand being the pressures of the world dealing with alone. The majority of men are invisible to women. So 80% of the male population are considered undesirable to the ladies. So now you have more and more women who are still looking for that top 15, top 20% man. Now his options are out the wazoo. And when you consider the majority of the women that's been added to the pool are less than desirable themselves, you're going to have a lot of lonely, egotistical, delusional women out here. It ain't just black women that's going through this, but white men don't have no problems with, you know, getting their women in line. As they shown in the 90s when their women started that feminist push and things of that nature, and they all went to Asia. How do y'all think y'all got, you know, people like Keanu Reeves out here in the streets? You know what I'm saying? How do y'all think that happened? You know, you know, it was all over and choosing Asian wives, you know, mostly from Japan, I believe. And, you know, and so, you know, they were, I forgot what they call it, but, yeah, that was happening. But, you know, I mean, we had to deal with too much of this.
I'm gonna be honest. Why when women say I'm living my best life, they always go and do some ho shit? Why is the best you could do is be a slut?
And then you want to come back now. Now you've been out here in those streets, you want to come back. What self-respected man wants you after so many other men that picked you up? Imagine being in a situation or circumstance where you were fresh, like a fresh pizza pie, and people just kept, they didn't even take whole bite, like whole slices. They took a bite or two and put the pizza back. So when the next man comes, the man that wanted, that you think that should be sweeping you off your feet, the man that shows you a little respect, the man that carries himself in a dignified manner, not the dog, not the whore, not the, you know, the bank account, but the man that treats you right. What do you think is going to happen when he pulls up to that box of pizza and all those bites are out of the pizza, and the pizza's ice cold? It's not hot, fresh out of the oven. You can't even reheat it, and you got all these different bites of the pizza going, like bites, like literally in somebody else's mouth. You know, pause on that, but literally, I'm just saying. And then you come back, and now y'all.
So I have like a general inquiry. General inquiry. Now, I haven't dated since 2013. That's 11 years ago. Now, if you think back to 2013, most of you can't. The dating scene was different. There was no, like, Instagram had just come out. There was, like, I don't know.
Wait a minute. Did she say 2013? That's wild turkey.
Dating apps existed. I don't know. But the influence was not there. You met someone in the wild. I met my ex-husband in the wild. It was a great time. The dating was beautiful. It was so non-toxic. It was great. Coming out of a divorce 2.5 years ago, and like I've seen people in between.
Well, who made the situation? Who created the toxicity? You know, I mean, never mind. I'll keep on.
Dated it a little bit, but now I'm like throwing myself back out there. What happened? Where are the old school, like, nice traditional values?
This is some bullshit. Coming from modern women. Let's talk about this for a second. I'm pulling on my old Kevin Samuels head. Let's talk about it. Listen, how do you expect men to be the same standard when they don't get the same product in return? Modern, traditional men got traditional women. Traditional women were not transactional. Not in the fashion that these women are today. And so, fellas, this is why you got to always pay attention to what's going on. Because, you know, they're trying to flip the script where they can up and change, and they can up and have new standards, and then they can up and have new. I was watching something that said, you know, all the different stages of feminism, where women were first choosing, trying to seek equal power to men. Then women were seeking eventually boiled down to women having the same access to power as men, but none of the responsibility of men. And so all this changed in terms of when their status operated. And before I go further in this, I want y'all to hear with a what a sister was saying about well hold on for a second. I want y'all to hear what a sister said about this whole notion, especially because you hear so many of these women talk about their God fearing, they want a God fearing man, right? I want y'all to hear what this one sister had to say. I thought it was very interesting hearing her talk about what was going on. I thought it was very interesting. Check this out.
Be careful. Some of what they're calling women's empowerment is actually rebellion against God's word. When did we start labeling humility as weakness? When the Bible tells us to humble ourselves and to learn of him because he is meek and lowly. When did kindness and tenderness become optional? When Ephesians clearly tells us, be kind and tenderhearted. When did softness become laughable? When the word says a gentle and quiet spirit is of great worth in God's sight. That has never changed. Culture did. But if you want to be a woman who pleases the Lord, watch out. Because rebellion isn't loud at first. It's subtle. It starts as curiosity, but the quiet intent to question and undermine the truth of God's word. And before you know it, you are clapping for messages that contradict everything you say you believe. Be careful.
And see, that's the gist of it all, right? Like that whole rebellious streak, that questioning everything. And I got brothers out here right now, stone cold leaders, but they got women out there that question their every move, questions their every move. Like they don't know. Like, for instance, when situations become dangerous, right? And I've had this conversation before. Men see it, especially men that have been taught to be leaders, men that have been taught to be masculine in nature, protectors. We see it, and we point it out. And I think Corey Holcomb pointed out something a while ago, and I love Corey Holcomb. I don't give a fuck if y'all like him or not. Corey Holcomb said, if you ever somewhere with a woman and you tell her to come on and she asks you or she starts questioning you, leave her right there because she'll fuck around and get you killed. And people don't really understand that notion, like, because I've been in situations and I've seen situations where I said, all right, let's go. And what's wrong? What's wrong? First of all, if we were going quietly and discreetly leave a situation, you just tipped off to everybody we trying to get the fuck away from that, you know, that I caught on to whatever they're doing. And now they might speed up or move forward with impeding our progress of leaving out of a situation that might get crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but she also speaking to is that whole question and everything. And this is why I don't go on those debating shows. Or I don't go on panels, because my objective is not to sit here and go tit for tat and be in an adversarial situation with people on the panel, men, women, whoever. Right. I am on the particular panel and I'm having these conversations. I'm trying to find some ground to meet on, some understanding. We literally call it a build, because we're trying to build on concepts and ideas and have better understanding in the end. I'm not going on there to win a battle, win a war, who can talk louder and who can be the most disrespectful or who can say the most click-worthy bait shit, the most clickbait-worthy shit. That's not me. And the majority of the women who want to have these conversations also always do it from a place of challenge. I remember when Brother Lester said a sister wanted to challenge me based on my talking points. I've been waiting for 2 years for that conversation. This sister was in the comment section saying some stuff. So I addressed the things she said on air. I said, you got, this is when we're doing the shows live. You got a little bit of time to call in. Or we can set up a time where we can actually have this conversation. conversation never happened. Why? Because the talking points are what they are. And the truth hurts. And when you're going up against the truth, see, I don't just speak my truth. I speak about a way that, you know, my relationship with God. And see, I didn't have to hit rock bottom to develop a relationship with God. It's always been there. I was always seeking a pathway. And then I found pathways to God. That confidence, that the vision is clear now. The message is clear now. And that's why I'm telling you, brothers, to live your purpose. Because that's what God put us here to do. God put us here to build. And not be adversarial to his word, to his works. And I'm not speaking to a specific denomination of religion or spiritual system. I'm just talking about God, the creator of all things. Well, that's neither here nor there right now, because let's finish this up. All right, let's finish this up. Let's finish hearing the what was going on with Shay Sade's collection of clips here.
Unlike the normal dating, like send a message, hey, but without being weird, you know what I mean? And like the not playing games. And just like, I get it. It's hard to meet people in the wild. It is hard these days because everyone thinks you're like trying to crack on. No one knows what your intentions are. Like, I get it 100%. But also like, if you don't try, you'll never know. But all
men are done with the trying shit. All these women have shown is they're real good for humiliation rituals for the men. If you really want to get the man, you are going to have to you're going to have to put yourselves out there. You're going to have to step forward. Brothers, wait. Where is it at? Y'all know where I'm going. Y'all already know where I'm going.
Men of the West stand fierce and unyielding, holding the line today as our fathers did, with iron will and hearts of fire.
All right, because we still remember this.
I said, as long as you got your own house, as long as you got your own transportation, and as long as you got your own income, it don't matter what a ninja got to say.
All right, so we still remember that. So, you know, you might want to slow down with that other shit.
Also, please be normal. Like, I just want to meet someone really, like, just normal and nice and genuine. Genuine. Who doesn't leave. Who doesn't ghost. What's this ghosting? I never had that.
And this comes from women not holding other women accountable. Because the ghosting shit started with them. Going out and getting a meal, and then you never hear from them again. That happened to me one time, and I was laughing because it happened over like a turkey sandwich, like a turkey grinder sandwich. I'm like, if you was that goddamn hungry, and she did wrap up half the sandwich and took it home. If you were that hungry for a meal, you could have just said so. It was interesting because she wasn't that much to look at. I just was trying something different. And don't start the ghosting shit. That's what y'all chicks do. Get out of here.
I never had that 11 years ago. I never ever had that 2 years ago.
No, that was the time women would just give people the wrong phone number. That was the time they would just give them the wrong phone number. Now things have changed. Now you can block people, put them on do not disturb, all types of shit, you know, remove all access. This is, you know, come on now.
What happened to the quality of people? I'm still stuck 11 years ago, and I love that. I think that's the best quality about myself is I will always have old school traditional values. And I'm like, mate, there are not many of us left. And I know that there are men out there who would appreciate someone like me. But damn, where you at? Where are you?
I'm waiting. Where are you guys finding men to like?
You're going to be waiting for a long ass time. There ain't nobody coming. Nobody coming. Because Men are tired. We have gotten to this point where...
What more do you want from me?
We moved on from that. We moved on from that. And now, you know, I mean, we hear it. We hear it, but we also...
Me personally, I wouldn't take this level of disrespect.
All right, moving on.
Where are they? Where are you guys getting them from? Where are you collecting men that you genuinely like and have an interest in?
And I want y'all also to understand, this ain't just America. The last two sisters, or last two women, the sister and the white girl, they were, these are, these sound like, they're from Britain over there in Europe. So this ain't just America.
Where are you getting them from? Because I haven't liked a man in years. And I'm just perplexed by the fact that some of you have a new crush every 3 to 4 business days. Where are you getting these men to like?
It's not often that an opinion piece resonates with me, but this essay by Rachel Drucker that appeared in this past weekend's Modern Love column in the New York Times really did. Her premise is that men have retreated both from dating and intimacy, but even from socializing entirely. And to be honest, that's the experience that I've observed since I got back on the dating scene after a relationship I was in.
Let me clear something up. Men have not gotten away from socializing. Men have gotten away from useless banter with women. And one of the reasons is because, typically speaking, a woman is always trying to talk a man into buying her a drink, buying her something. The transactional thing is just a turnoff. And then when these men were interacting with the women, get called a creep. All the DEI shit out there right now with men getting identified and labeled and facing public trials of humiliation because their names have been smeared. And once a person launches a smear campaign against you with your name, it's hard to recover from that. A lot of brothers are just, you know, not going for that shit. A lot of men are not going for that shit. Got too much to lose. Y'all wanted to meet too. So now it's just you.
And ended abruptly and badly a year ago. Essay opens with one of Drucker's observations. She was in downtown Chicago and walking around on a beautiful summer night and noticed that there were tables of women who were engaged in festive celebration. There were even women out by themselves. Very few people appeared to be on dates and there were very few men present. When it comes to dating, Drucker observes that men seem to be content to go back and forth with emojis and trading pictures and liking Instagram posts instead of actually going out on a face-to-face date. Look at it, it's an interesting perspective, and I'd love to hear your views on whether you agree or not and whether it reflects your experience.
And let me address that part too. Most of the men are acutely aware of the economy right now. Now, all these women are talking, it wasn't just black women that lost their jobs. White women lost jobs too over the past you know, since the beginning of the year. This DEI shit is hitting them hard. It's just hitting black women first. But this is the stuff that when we talk about, when the brothers were talking about the you know, not falling for it no more, not going for it no more, the one thing that they realized is in this economy, if somebody wants something that's out of your budget, what's the use of talking to them? What's the use of it? You told... And, you know, you got Dr. Tiasana Johnson talks about it all the time. He has college freshmen, females telling the males unless they make 6 figures, they can't talk to them. And so now you have situation and circumstances where these men are just moved on. These young males have moved on. You know, one of the things that happened, and shout out to BJ Sidmore for saying this. One of the things that happened during the pandemic, when society was locked down and people weren't going nowhere, one of the fascinating things that happened was men realized that they could live without women. And then they also started realizing how hassle-free their lives became. Because, and ladies, you might not want to hear this, but every time a lady is attached to a man, 9 times out of 10, she becomes a burden. Unless you typically choose the bum, right? Unless you choose this kind of guy. Hold up. Where is that? Unless you choose this kind of guy, right? Hold up. I want y'all to peep this. And listen to the irony.
Yeah.
out.
If a man brings nothing to the table but great sex and attractiveness, what does that make him?
Scrub.
And if a woman brings nothing to the table but great sex and great looks, is she the same scrub?
Well, it all depends.
If a man takes somebody's life, what does that make him?
A murderer.
If a woman takes somebody's life, what does that make him? Her.
A murderer.
Let's go a little bit deeper, right? If a man is 500 pounds, what is he?
Obese.
No, I'm not asking you. Okay. We're talking here. If a man is 500 pounds, what is he?
He's overweight.
And if a woman is 500 pounds, what is he?
She's overweight.
If a woman eats a vagina, what is she?
Disgusting. That makes her a dyke.
And if a man sucks a penis, what is he?
He's gay, homo.
And is the woman the same thing?
Yeah.
So let's go back to the top, because we got to do this. I got to walk y'all through this.
Notice the hesitation, right? When the realization, and the answer is right there, but the hesitancy to just acknowledge what's being what everybody seems to know is true. Okay, hold tight, because here's the drum roll. I should have had a drum roll playing, but here you go.
That's right. So if a man offers nothing but great sex and attractiveness, he's a what again?
He's a scrub.
And if a woman offers the exact same thing, then what is she?
She's trying to figure it out, see.
Wow.
Let me come on.
If...
Yeah, see, this is what we're at with this right now. That's the delusion. And so, you know, women, now this is the double standard that they don't want to accept. They're perfectly fine with being a bum, living it with their moms, and they're perfectly fine. You know, I told y'all, we did a whole series of women sleeping in cars and vans and talking about van life and all the other shit because they got evicted from their apartments. And then some of them struggling with, you know, dealing with the issues with the cars falling apart. Now they don't have a way, because they were like doing Grubhub and all that other shit to keep afloat, you know. And it was funny because I just keep going back to this, you know.
Black women are excelling. They're getting accelerated degrees, graduate degrees, doctorate degrees. They're starting businesses. Black women are running circles around men.
So and this.
I said, as long as you got your own house, as long as you got your own transportation, and as long as you got your own income, it don't matter what a ninja got to say.
And that quickly turned into...
Oh, it burns! Oh, it burns!
Oh, that accountability, boy, I tell you. That accountability is like sunlight to a vampire. All right? So, gentlemen, as I said before... And as we say, you know, this is, as I said, this whole episode.
Men of the West stand fierce and unyielding, holding the line today as our fathers did, with iron will and hearts of fire.
All right. So with that said, y'all, gentlemen, black men, SYSBM, save yourself, black man. Because we have more battles to fight, more wars to win. Hold tight. Hold the line. You know, the situation is moving forever, ever more in your favor. And we will continue to move on, because no matter what they tell you,
the hunt is on. And you're the prey.
Stay blessed, brothers. Stay blessed. And for everybody that listened today, took time out your schedule, appreciate you. Whether you agree or disagree, I'm just glad you're here for an alternative viewpoint in terms of what's going on in a masculine way of thinking. Uncompromised and unapologetic. So, with that said, family, I thank you for tuning in. May you all be well. Yes, 51st trip around the sun feels great. With more to come. And as I always say, gentlemen, war and peace. Because if you want peace, you better be willing to wage war for it. And I am out of here.